Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting second. The center fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Blomberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Dick Tidrow. And now, play ball. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes takes first base on ball four. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Maddox reaches second base with a double. White moves to third. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White scores. Maddox moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Yankees. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is walked intentionally. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground for an out. Maddox scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 2-0, Yankees. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Broemer reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason misplays the ball. That's an error on Mason. Brouwer scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Yankees. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Munson and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson strikes out. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Tid Row covering, for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Maddox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Maddox moves to third. It's 3-1, Yankees. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blomberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis moves to third. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brouwer hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ellis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Yankees. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. Munson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 1 in the game. Mason hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mason. Duffy moves to third. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Duffy tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Indians, 3, Yankees, 3. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maddox moves to third. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blomberg hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Munson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 2 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Munson reaches second base with a double. Nettles moves to third. Gene Michael pinch hits for Jim Mason. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nettles tags and scores. Munson tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Yankees. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. White hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Michael now playing shortstop. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Bell reaches second base with a double. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Buddy Bell. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Rico Cardi pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Crosby now playing third base. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blomberg takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. There goes Blomberg trying to get to home. Spikes throws the ball into Brohmer, who relays the ball to Ellis, who tags Blomberg, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gamble hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper pinch runs for Frank Robinson. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Spikes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to third. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Ellis moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Yankees, 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy McGraw now playing first base. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Munson hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Michael hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Yankees 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar misplays the ball. That's an error on Alomar. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duffy moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duffy moves to third. Torres moves to second. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. White hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mercer hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Hendrick, who is chasing the ball. Mercer reaches third base with a triple. Maddox goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.